I hope you had the opportunity to get one of the handouts for the outline of the lesson tonight. We're going to continue with the study that we began last Sunday evening. We've been studying on our Sunday evening services through the book of Proverbs. We're not studying verse by verse or a sequential study, but rather looking at the major subjects that are covered throughout the book. And last Sunday evening, we began a study of the subject of gossip. Now, that's not a word that Solomon used in his terminology in the book of Proverbs, but you find such words as whisperer and talebearer. So there are those things that mean the same thing as our English word gossip. It comes quite naturally to us as human beings. And what I want us to remember tonight is it grows out of our heart. Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 23, as a man speaketh in his heart, so is he. If an inconsideration and a lack of consideration comes out, it's an attitude problem. It's a heart situation that exists within human lives. We found that Solomon uses words that describe a mindset that's basically a disrespectful behavior. It disrespects the lives of other people. It disrespects the fact that Jesus may be in the life of that other person that you are talking about. It disrespects the fact that Jesus simply tells us that we are to consider others more highly than ourselves, and when we don't, then it's a disrespect to Him. It is often used with an excuse of, well, other people do it. But what I want you to see tonight as we look at it, two more things that are described. And I want you to see, first of all, what effects does gossip have? What effect does gossip have on me? If I practice it, what effect will it have in my life? What effect will it have in somebody else's life? And then I want us to look, as we conclude, how can I handle that presence of gossip? How can I deal with it? So while I can't give you a step-by-step 1, 2, 3 process, I can give you a number of scriptures that Solomon gives us in the book of Proverbs. We're going to look at several of those tonight. Go back to our text verse, please, and look with me at Proverbs chapter 16. And we're going to read verses 27 through 30. Proverbs 16, verses 27 through 30. An ungodly man diggeth up evil. When you're digging up things about somebody to talk about, it's an ungodly process. And in his lips there is as a burning fire. A froward man, a fraudulent man, a deceitful man. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. You see, brothers and sisters, there is the idea in words and in the use of our lips. Those things that are described in these verses, they're ungodly, they're deceitful. The term is used in the King James as a violent man. It's not the idea of somebody that's going to jump on you and try to beat you to death, but it's the idea of a man who works against you and he plots. He looks for things to do. He looks for ways to come up against it. We see that the fact that these things grow out of human nature. But it's easy to say, well, yeah, that's that way for everybody else, but what effect does it have on me? What effect does the practice of whispering, tale-bearing, talking behind somebody's back, digging up evil, all of those things, what effect does it have on me? Well, as I tried to think about the answer to that question, there was one thing that grew in my mind. Given the fact, and this is not a statement from any particular verse in the book of the Proverbs, but it is a reality, I think, in the practice of our lives. Given the fact that Jesus tells us that we are to treat others the way we want to be treated, that we are to consider others the way we want other people to consider us, given the fact that Paul says that we are to let our speech be seasoned with salt, and his idea is that grace and graciousness is the salt that is to go into our words that makes our words more palatable with one another. Given the nature of what Jesus is telling us that our words ought to be, when we practice this common occurrence in our lives, we are in essence desensitizing ourselves to the leadership of God's Spirit. Because God's Spirit's calling us to do one thing and we're deliberately doing something else. We basically separate ourselves from a closeness to the Lord. We can't practice it and then walk closely with the Lord because He's telling us all the time not to do it. It is a disobedience. It's not just a matter of conversation. It's not just a matter of common culture. It is a matter of disobedience to the Lord. And I want you to notice that when we do that, it's not something that's inconsequential. Well, it really doesn't matter. It does matter. Look at what Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 18. Look at Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8. The words of a talebearer, and there's the whisperer, there's the gossip. The words of the talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Those little whispers, those little comments, those little, well, did you hear? Did you hear about? We have them as part of our conversations and we go away. But do you understand that God looks upon those and understands that you're talking about someone? And I'll guarantee you, sooner or later, it's going to get back to the person that it's about and it's going to cut. It cuts deeply. That's God's own statement about it. The words of the talebearer, the words of the whisperer are as wounds that go down deeply. Well, in one sense, they wound us when we hear them and we take part in them because they do desensitize. They do separate us from the leadership of the Spirit in our life. But they hurt the person that they're about. It's not just unimportant. God says they're as wounds. If you look again at Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28, the effect, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. You see, one of the effects of our little glossed over practice is that it will separate people. It will separate chief, principal, very close friends. Have you ever been part of something like that? Where one person finds out that another person said something laughingly, jokingly, but very embarrassingly, to the point that you eventually have two people that, though they might have been friends before, one won't even speak to the other. Well, now, I assure you there's another side of that, and we'll get to that in just a little bit, and that's the matter of forgiveness, and that's supposed to come into play as well. But what I want you to see is the impact that it will have in our lives. It will also, if you look in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9, you'll find that same thing. But he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. He that repeateth a matter. Somebody tells you, well, they may separate that friend from him. But do you understand that if you're the repeater, somebody told you, but you repeat it and go tell somebody else, every time it's repeated, it works to serve in that same way. Look in Proverbs chapter 25 just a moment. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 9 and 10. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another, lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thine infamy turn not away. Part of that is a very positive statement. If we've got a problem, we need to talk about that with the person we have the problem with. Even if we hear somebody being talked about, if it's something that we can minister to or we can help a person with, we need to go to them. We don't just need to talk about it. But the problem is when we become the repeater, when we become the talker, when we become the sharer, sooner or later somebody's going to hear it and it's going to put us to shame. The shame is not going to be on the person that we're talking about. It's going to be on us as the repeater of it. And you'll notice it says that thine infamy, thine evil report. Think back a minute on all of these things that we've talked about. What happens as a result of gossip? Well, we separate friends. Why? We get an infamous report. We get somebody, an evil report about us. Why? Solomon uses a statement in another one of the Proverbs that a man who has been offended is a hard sell to make up with. Now, what do you mean, preacher? That it's easier to take a city than to restore someone who has been offended. Now, I'm not talking about just this social thing we've got going on. I just don't like what you're doing. I'm talking about somebody that's been affronted by something we've said or something we've done. It's not easy to get past it. Why? Because we violated a trust. You see, the effect is in us that it causes us to think lightly of the trust that another person may put in us. And when it comes back on us, that trust is broken. And the result of it are wounds, separation, and shame. And I don't know about you, but as I look upon those three words, wounds, separation, and shame, I don't find anything very appealing or very worthwhile about either one of those that I want to cultivate them. If those are the effects and I don't want to cultivate them, then the bigger question comes up. How do I handle them? How do I deal with them? How do I deal with them in me? How do I deal with them when they're going on around me? First of all, we have to deal with the mindset in us that says, oh, it's not important. It's not really that dangerous. It's not really that difficult. You see, the mindset is, it doesn't matter. God's word says it does. So we've got to deal with the attitude. We've got to deal with and be aware of the mindset that might be in us that would make us prone to be part of it. Listen to what he says in Proverbs chapter 11, Verse 13. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. You see, the first thing that we have to deal with within ourselves is to beg God for the leadership of His Holy Spirit, that we would cultivate a faithful and loving spirit within us to be willing to conceal or to hide the injuries to other people. Do I have a faithful spirit? Do I have a spirit that recognizes what God wants me to do? Do I have a spirit that commits me to do what God wants me to do? I have to say, Lord, I recognize my weakness. I want to be a faithful spirit, but there are many ways within my life that it's not easy to do. I need to cultivate. I need to beg God's mercy. I need to beg God's presence with me to help me be willing to stop and conceal the matter. If somebody else is telling me something, I can't stop them necessarily from telling it, but I can stop it from being repeated by my mouth. Lord, help me to be faithful in spirit to You, that I be conscious that I don't have to be the repeater. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 9. We read this verse a moment ago, but I want you to notice, he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love. Isn't that what Jesus tells us we ought to do? That we ought to love one another as He has loved us. If I'm going to seek love, then I'm going to have to seek to do what Jesus did. You remember when the Pharisees brought the lady before Jesus? She'd been taken in the act of adultery. So in one sense, it wasn't a matter of whispering secrets, but it was a matter of very, very publicly bringing scandal in a wrong way, because she'd been taken in the act. They only brought her, if they'd followed the law like they said they were doing, they would have brought both parties and both of them would have been guilty. They didn't bring the charge on the man, they only brought it on her. What did Jesus do? Did He go talk about them? No, He bent down and wrote in the dirt. And after a while He said, yep, she's guilty. All of you, any one of you that's not guilty, you throw the first rock at her. Jesus didn't repeat their charges. Jesus brought a stop to the matter. You see, folks, that's one of the things that we can deal with within ourselves, is that we beg God to help us to develop a mindset that we seek the love toward other people that Jesus has toward us. Then look in Proverbs chapter 25. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 9 and 10. I'm going to read these verses again. We read them a moment ago, but I want you to notice, if I'm going to develop a way to deal with the practice of whispering, of gossiping within myself, if I hear something from someone else, not only do I not become a person who repeats it, but rather I become a person who, out of concern for the one who is being talked about, I go, and if I can, that I talk to that person. Not pointing a finger back at someone else, but if there's some way that I can work to help them in their life. Look at what he said, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 9. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another. I'm hearing these things said. Is there some way that I can help you? Go to them. Well, who did you tell? I didn't tell anybody. I want to talk to you. I want to work with you. I love you enough to try to stop what's going on. Most of us simply say, well, it's none of my business. We don't try to get involved with someone else. I'm not saying we want to get part of the juicy business and stir up with somebody else. No, the idea is to help minister to one who has been and is being injured. How can I deal with it? I seek, go talk to the person who is being injured by it. I seek to cover that by love and forgiveness, and I beg God to help me develop a faithful spirit, loving spirit within myself. But what do I do when somebody else starts talking, whispering, revealing secrets, gossiping, whatever sequence of words you want to use, when they do it around me? There's some interesting verses in Proverbs. And there's one very interesting verse in Proverbs 25. Look in verse 23. Proverbs 25, verse 23. The north wind driveth away rain. Have you ever been around where the cloud was coming up? And it just looked like it was going to rain, and then the wind starts blowing and it just vanishes. And it used to be an old saying, well, the wind got in it. The north wind, when it blows from a prominent direction, it drives away rain. Well, this is not a weather thing, but look at the rest of it. So doth an angry countenance a backbiting tongue. An unaccepting countenance will stop people from telling you gossip if they know that you are not going to receive it and are unwilling to be a part of it, and you turn around and walk away from them. What kind of a countenance? Well, I really don't want to hear that, but do we let them know that it bothers us enough that we're going to walk away rather than stay around and be part of it? I'm not talking about being a holier than thou, holding your nose up so high you're going to drown if it does rain. I'm not talking about looking down your nose at somebody else. I'm talking about saying, God doesn't want me to be a part of this, and I'm not going to stay around and be a part of it. Our countenance will stop people, especially people who have a very enjoyable lifestyle of wanting to be the hearer and teller of somebody else's secrets. They'll figure out real quickly, no, I'm not going to that person, because they're going to tell me that what I'm doing is wrong. You can't stop them, but you can drive away their approach to you personally. Why? Because God says we're not to be a repeater. We're not to hear it. Proverbs 26, verses 20 through 22. Where no wood is, the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. As coals are to a burning coal, so wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down to the innermost parts of the belly. Where there's not, if I'm going to have the countenance that tell people I'm not going to be involved in it, if my look of disapproval when they start, if my look of dislike of what they're doing, now we're not talking about disliking necessarily them, but we can dislike what they're doing. When I take the coal away, the fire stops. We can be a firebreak to gossip. We can plow the firebreak around it by stopping it with us and not letting it go any further. Proverbs 20, 19. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Meddle not. Not M-E-T-A-L. M-E-D-D-L-E. Don't meddle with it. You ever heard that old word? Somebody that's flattering you, chances are they've done the same thing with somebody else, and these nice little juicy secrets that they're sharing, they get by creating a false sense of confidence. So if you see that kind of behavior, don't get involved with it. Don't meddle with it. Proverbs 26, 24 through 26. He that hateth dissembleth with his lip. Where people are talking and spreading things with their lips about other people, I don't hate them, I'm just going to talk about them. Bible says, he that hateth dissembleth with his lips and layeth up deceit within him. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart, whose hatred is covered by deceit. His wickedness shall be shown before the whole congregation. You see, where there is the practice of those that we know have demonstrated that they like to gossip, then the challenge to us is to simply separate ourselves from it. Well, that's not being very friendly. Is it better to be friendly or godly? Is it better to be friendly or faithful? Is it better to do what Jesus said or to make somebody else happy? I'm going to tell you, folks, what we're talking about is not just a matter of comic strip, funny paper, situation comedy, entertainment. What we're talking about is stuff that injures people. What we're talking about is stuff that has pretty severe consequences. Well, if it injures people and it has consequences, then God's wisdom says you stop it with you. You let people know that you're not appreciative of it. And you separate yourself from those who practice it. We want to be the ones who desire to love as Jesus loved, to conceal a matter, to forgive if someone else had. And another thing that comes in, if someone else has been the gossiper about us, we are to forgive even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven us. Not easy to do. But our testimony, if we're going to be a faithful person, forgiveness has got to be a matter involved. Not just separate ourselves from them, but don't practice what they're doing, but forgive them when they've done it against you. You see, folks, gossip is not a matter of backyard conversation. It's a matter of godliness. We need to avoid it for biblical reasons. Why? Because God says it's dangerous, it's harmful, and it brings shame. Well, preacher didn't say that. Solomon said that. Solomon didn't say that. God, through the Holy Spirit, had Solomon write that. So if that's true, and it is, then may God help us to hear it and to abide by it, is my prayer for Christ's sake. May the Lord bless.